Some folk were quite inventive then.
What's that?
They were quite inventive then.
Yeah, so yeah.
Been good trade for them, would they have had a special run that they did?
Oh yes, and in the horse round there was one, if it was a degree for get so far then, so stop for the night at some farm where the well, the horse were in the stable and the men had lodgings, and then the next morning a horse lorry would come out from the shop with fresh supplies for the van and take the eggs back a 2 day run. And the family store, well, the story started, of course, a van man on a dark night and so on. Somebody was going to try and rob him, and he'd him backed up against the van, and the his hands up more or less, and as the van put up his hands, he felt what he knew was the end of a stick lying on the top of the van. So he just took the stick down in the head of the man that was left him lying, put up the horses and went.
Oh my goodness.
I never thought put up the man that was doing the road.
Mercy me.
It's a story too long, a family story, but it's too long to spend time. I know you don't, 10 minutes yet. So, we got on.
So the vans would they have started, the horse van, for example, would that have been a Victorian thing? Or would it have been
well,
before that?
I think it was our garden, I wanted that to start the horse vans. But somewhere in this, I'll try to get a picture of a horse van.
Excellent. So, excuse my ignorance, but is garden the lemonade?
Yes, so far.
Was it just lemonade that they did? Because I'm not entirely sure.
Well, he manufactured lemonade as an extension of his grocery business.
Ah, I see.
Yes, it is.
But that's not, that's the Pomona crisps is something different.
Oh, the Pomona crisps was no gardens.
No. Stephen swears by the Pomona crisps. He's the only crisps he's found that's anything like the Pomona ones are the ones in Lidl's. So, but normally, I mean, you'd have had the vans coming around, but you'd been relying on yourself and been self-sufficient on the farm for everything.
Yeah,
really,
more or less. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. You've got an awful lot of papers, Peter. It's absolutely fascinating. I'm just casting my eye over this one,
yes,
which is. Oh, there we go. Oh my goodness, buckets and everything. So it could have sold just anything you might have needed,
yes,
as well as the groceries.
Paraffin oil. And
Incidentally,
a bottle of paraffin is a sixth of a gallon. A bottle nowadays is an eighth of a gallon.
That's a great picture, actually. See the.
That's the bottom of a bottle.
Oh, right. Yeah, sixth of a gallon. Oh, yes. Very good.
Six to the gallon.
Yeah. Of course, you would need all that for your. What would you need of the paraffin for? The lamps?
For the lamps.
Yeah.
Paraffin oil.
And then there would have been a stove then? Would you had?
Oh, yes. Well, Victoria's stove.
Is that quite a big one? The Victoria's? Is the Enchantress the smaller?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in the baking, in the days of the open fire, you baked on a yearling, which you know as a girdle. It was about 14 inches diameter. But anyway, then the stoves came in, and, well, you know, like a stove, a stove like this, but somebody had a brilliant idea of making your yearling About half the size of this table, across the whole of the stove, so you could bend over it. But if they were all locally made, put a metal plate by the blacksmith. And all that common, that the standard plate that they were made of got called Yetling plate in Orkney. It was like we might have a bit of agricultural machinery needing repair, or stick a bit of Yetling plate on it. Didn't say quarter.
Before that, so would a Yetling, would the blacksmith have made a Yetling? Or,
well,
or have you made it at home?
I don't really know. Well, probably there were. But one ingenious lot I saw, but the Yetling, they wanted a big one and it was near 2 feet across. But were the difficulties, or well, unequal heating, the middle had burst out of the Yetling. But they still used it, there was still enough at the sides to be. And I tried to find that, but it had disappeared in some collection of scrap iron.
I just wondered, because my grandmother's Yetling, or Gertler should have called it, it was made by the blacksmith on the farm, and it was absolutely gigantic. And like that.